Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
What's going so far and how you fit with everybody else. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or if you just remember my name, jimblasingame.com, that'll get you there too. Lots of stuff there. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Neil Creighton is our guest. Neil is the co-founder and the CEO of RatePoint. Neil, tell us about RatePoint.
Well, RatePoint was founded to help small businesses participate in their reputation online. So to actively collect reviews from their customers, to solve disputes. So if they had a negative review, to have a chance to interact and resolve it, and publish the content so the whole world could see it. So when you're out looking for businesses, we're amplifying your word of mouth. People are finding your reviews. They're finding the conversation with your customers, and they're using that to pick you as a business.
You know, Neil, the thing that is so exciting to me about this is online reviews, user-generated content, word of mouth online on steroids, all those, it's all the same thing. This is so much sunlight being shined on the marketplace. When you, today, to some degree, and in the future when it becomes fully proliferated, there will be nowhere to hide. There will be nowhere for bad actors to hide. And I think that's going to be a really good antiseptic for the marketplace. What do you think?
I mean, it is on both sides. I mean, for businesses, it allows them to build better businesses. They can learn a lot from their customers. On the consumer side, you can go out and you can look transparently at a business and make a good decision. So very good.
So talk to us about how do you make this happen? I know this is what you guys do. Talk to us a little bit about how to do it in a generic way, and then tell us how RatePoint does it.
Yeah, I mean, at a base level, I think every business should be out asking for a review after a transaction. So if you have a web presence or if you're doing business online, you can send an email and ask for a review or have some feedback buttons on your website. If you're off doing a job as a contractor, when you leave, you can ask for a review.
How about somebody buys something from you, they push the button, and a little window pops up and says, "Hi, would you mind telling us how we did? We really care about your service. Would you mind taking taking 5 minutes to tell us how you did or whatever?" How about that?
Yeah, that's good. And you can use a lot of technology to do that, from your own to certain polling services that you can use to ask for feedback. But the key is to ask for it. And the base level place to start is just to ask. And you can do it in a variety of different ways and have a place for your customers to write them online, to go and write your review so you can receive it. That's the first step.
And you don't have to say, brag on me. All you have to do is say, "How'd we do?"
After every transaction, you should do that because you get that feedback.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
And so that's the base level. And then, you can spread out a little bit to other places, like asking for reviews from every customer and pointing them.
I'm sorry, one thing. What you just said now, that's where that's something that as you build out your e-commerce site or that component of your website, you have your developer build that into the system, right?
That's right. What we just described earlier.
One way.
That's one way.
Go ahead.
But, again, if you're going out and you're doing a job, and there are a lot of review sites on the Internet, destination sites like Yahoo Local, Yelp, TripAdvisor. And, when you go out, you can point your customers every time, just say, here's our review profile on all these sites. I hope we did a good job. I would love to get a review from you. Do it after every transaction. And you don't have to host it. They can go to these sites and they can write you a review. So that's another way, and that's a place where consumers do go, and they look at these
things. Do. Some people spend a lot of time there. Some people make no purchases almost without going there.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a good 70% of consumers look for reviews before they do a transaction. So,
and the third way.
And then level three is deploy your own review service, and this comes back to...
And that's what you do.
Absolutely. This is what RatePoint does. And so what we do is we have all the tools to build it right into your website. You don't have to be a developer. And we can help you whether you're, a contractor or if you're an online business. And you can use our system to collect the reviews. It rolls out easily. And then we syndicate it out to all these places. So if someone's looking for you.
Would it show up on Yelp and those places?
It shows up on a lot of places, not Yelp, but it'll show up on Google, on Google Maps, on Yahoo and Bing.
If somebody has posted something on your website, it goes out, it's syndicated, as you say, the way a blog post would be.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. To a lot of places, a lot of social media sites as well.
And so not only do you get the good word out there, or the word, whatever it is out there, but you get another SEO page.
You get a lot of benefit from it.
An index page, which is very beneficial.
Yes, you get a lot of benefit. I mean, a lot of times we're showing up, like Google, when you type in a business name, things will show up, and usually the reviews will show up in the first, you know, few couple of links, and it'll say reviews, and consumers click on that, and that's the first step. I mean, that is the doorstep to your business.
And give us the website again, Neil.
Yeah, so Raypoint is raypoint.com, RATEPOINT, raypoint.com.
And you got packages for every size company.
We got every size company. We have a free package.
A free one. We like that. We like the free kind, too.
Absolutely free. Come on and try it out.
So ratepoint.com. Neil, great job. Thanks for educating us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Enjoyed having you. Let's do it again real soon.
Okay.
Neil Creighton, ladies and gentlemen, CREIGHTON if you're Googling him. And he'll be back. I promise. We've got a lot more to learn from him. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.